Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday, Canada, and a hearty hello to Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, wherever you may be tuning in today. I'm the host, Rod Peterson. We got a full bunker here, as you see, for the rollout for our friends at Flooring Superstore. But as always, our co-host is with us, Darren DuPont. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm doing really well.
Hey, we're a team. We're a broadcast duo. For those that don't know, like if I'm Joe Tessitore, he's Booger McFarlane.
Can I be on the chair in the sideline?
Not up. Like that, wouldn't you?
That'd be awesome.
That's the Monday Night Football broadcast duo. And but I'll tell you what, that's about the extent of the football that we're going to talk about today. Although we do have breaking news, and we'll get to the breaking news in a moment. But it's going to be a lot of hockey here today. We are in Canada, after all. And I would suggest in Saskatchewan, where this show emanates from, the bunker, it's 50-50 football and hockey, and we've been doing a lot of football this week, and it's been cool. Everybody's been digging it. Shout out to, of course, Cody Fajardo for joining us yesterday. But we got a lot of hockey coming down the pipe for you today, and that includes NHL alum, NHL veteran Sean Simpson from TSN 1200 Ottawa, going to make his RP show debut. Mark O'Leary, the new head coach of the Moose Jaw Warriors, will be joining us live from the Rempel Temple today. His opening game, I guess it's not really his debut game because he filled in so much for Tim Hunter when he was gone.
Yeah.
But that was interim. Now he's the guy. And it didn't really go as well for him last night, the Warriors losing at home 7-4 to Edmonton. But we're going to talk to the new coach of the Warriors, Mark O'Leary, today. Rick Dhaliwal will be with us from TSN Radio Vancouver. He'll give us a BC Lions ownership update, his take on the Leos, and, of course, the Vancouver Canucks. And a whole lot more. So thank you for tuning in today and joining us for coffee. And away we go. The magnificent seven topics today that I have outlined as of this morning from the home office. Number one, the Leafs have lost back-to-back games for the first time, I believe, in the Sheldon Keefe era.
Yeah.
So that's not good. Falling last night to the Winnipeg Jets in a shootout, which the coach, Paul Maurice, did you see what he said about the game?
It's so funny.
I'll clean up Maurice's language. He said the 3-on-3 overtime is a gong show in the NHL, but in a good way.
Yeah.
But in a good way. And he's right. He says fans pay their money to come to these games. And let's be honest, a lot of money. There needs to be a winner. But I think he aged a little during the game last night. At least his team won.
Yeah.
Has anybody checked on Sheldon Keefe today?
I know, right? I mean, it was a wildly entertaining game. It was so good. Especially in that third period. And with 18 seconds left in the faceoff, I'm like, okay, turn it off. I'm good. I'm not going to score in 18 seconds when the faceoff is there. And then something was like, okay, fine. I'll watch the 18 seconds. And they score. And the 3-on-3 overtime was the best overtime. That's the best thing I've seen. Zing, 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 zing.
Oh, up and down.
Nine scoring chances between the two teams in overtime. That's what they registered.
Joe Bowen, the voice of the Leafs, was like out of breath. Holy mackerel! Like so many saves and scoring chances. And
oh, yeah.
Jared Dumba, by the way, is with us here in the bunker. A 10-year pro. Our hockey analyst. How you doing, Jared?
Good, good. Thanks for having me again.
I like the Pats jacket you have on. You do not have on a Pats alumni jacket like I have on. The Blades do something like that for you? Blades have alumni jackets?
No,
didn't think so.
Not that I've received.
Doesn't matter what your name is. This is how we do things
still
here.
Still waiting.
In Regina, the world's oldest major junior hockey team. And don't worry, they're coming up on my hit list. Number 2 point, Oilers at Canadiens tonight. Man, have we had just succulent all-Canadian matchups in the NHL this week.
Oh, yeah.
Jets, Leafs, Oilers, Leafs, Oilers, Canadiens tonight. You know all of us in the Oil Nation are going to be tuned in, and who knows what's going to happen. Because here's the problem. It's not really a problem, but when the Oilers roll into Toronto and have our way with the Leafs, everybody in Edmonton and Northern Alberta thinks, Stanley Cup, here we come.
Yeah.
So tonight is ripe for a bed shatting by the Edmonton Oilers.
But what's been so...
If you follow the history.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good take.
What's been so great, though, about all these Canadian matchups... All the stars are coming out. Like when the Toronto and Edmonton played, you see McDavid put on a show.
Oh, yeah.
And last night, Matthews put on a show. And then in the shootout, I mean, you look at the guys that scored: Marners, Matthews, Laine, Scheifele, Wheeler with his that awesome celebration, ripping the chin strap off and let's get out of town.
That was great.
That was pretty awesome.
That was great.
But all the stars are playing their best hockey right now.
And it's on Canadian TV. We are in the Bermuda Triangle of the NHL. We're in the region. We've got all the games, and we've been able to watch it. It's been awesome. And I just love the fact with Edmonton, as I said, I was just up there a couple weeks ago and talked to a lot of Oilers fans, some who knew who I was, most who didn't. And they said, who's your team? And I said, hey, the Oilers are my team, but it was a 30-year gap in between after you traded Wayne. I came back 2 years ago. Is that all right? And they're like, come on in, brother. That means a lot. Not a lot of fan bases would do that. You're one of us, and I love it. That's point two. Point three, Wednesday in the dub last night. The Pats, well, it was wild games last night in the WHL. And I might, this isn't a rant, but this is how I feel about life in 2020. I'm leaving the studio here yesterday. I'm driving home down the ring road. And I'm looking around going, this is pretty clear. I bet you Dupes goes to Saskatoon. I'm like, God, I'm glad I'm not him. I can go home, put my feet up for the afternoon. All I got to do for the rest of the day is leave the house at 6:30 to go to the Brand Center, get my donut in the scouts room, and go watch. What a life. This is so great. And then I found out that you didn't want to risk it.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's good. I go to the Pats game. They're down 3-1 pretty early. I don't need to tell you, Jared, you were there. And left after the second period, they're playing the Prince George Cougars last night. Pats were down most of the game. And then I have the luxury of turning on the television and watching these two jokers, not you, Jared Dumba and Dan Plaster call the game.
Yep.
Awesome. Just absolutely awesome. Went to a shootout. The Pats won. The place goes nuts. My wife's looking around as we're sitting in Mike Lee's luxury suites. Thank you, Mike Lee, Mighty El Petroleum. She was a pretty good crowd for a Wednesday night with crappy weather and a bad opponent, record-wise. Sorry, Mark Lamb. And I'm like, yeah, it was a good night in the Brand Center. And if you read Rob Vanstone's column after the game from the Regina Leader Post, he's like, this was very entertaining. So the thing with the Pats is, listen, John Paddock took this team to the league final for the first time in 30 years. That was a year before they hosted the Memorial Cup and went to the final. He's given us more than we could have asked for, not to mention local ownership and all good guys. So we knew it was going to be crap for a couple years. Here we are. What are we bitching about as a fan base? It's been so good. I'll always have my season tickets. I'll always go to the games. And some nights on a bleak season, you're going to be rewarded. And last night was one of those nights. So that's my take on the Pats. Go ahead and jump in as a Blades alum.
Excuse me. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, for the great years that we had, it was phenomenal. You got to expect a couple of down years. But for down years, I mean, have you been at the arena this year? I mean, the team has been in every single game. They might have been blown out once this year. They've been even in the games that they've lost, they've had leads on, you know, the Edmontons, the PAs, and now they've beaten PA the last couple times. They're putting in great efforts every single night. Now you're starting to see a lot of the young guys, the Sloan Stanics, Cole Dubinsky. You watch Dubinsky out there. I think over the next couple of years, he might turn into something special here. He's got some good skill. Did you see his shootout goal last night?
Yeah.
I mean, the goalie, who's a great goalie, Gauthier, and he was one of the stars of the game, third star. He was their best player, I thought. He went sliding out of the net. I mean, just an incredible move. So there's a lot to watch, and there's a lot to...
Dubinsky's goal was every bit as good as Blake Wheeler's goal.
Oh, yeah.
Last night.
Oh,
you were talking
better.
About...
I thought better.
Maybe better.
Celebration wasn't as good, though.
Yeah, that's the only part.
Great hockey.
It is.
And I'm just moving along my points here, but I'll say this. I'm a little down in the dumps that we may not have... Like, along the Trans-Canada, the hockey right now is... flatter than a skunk on the Trans-Canada. Regina, Moose Jaw, Swift Current, bottom three in the division. Well, Swift Current's not even in our division anymore. But there may not be playoff hockey. But you know what? Go out and go to the SJ. You're an hour or two drive from here to watch some great playoff hockey. Plus, Darren and I are going to be on the air, and Derek Myers, with some SJ games here in the new year. Aaron, writing us on the Facebook wall, he says, Max Paddock to the Prince Albert Raiders as tweeted by Brent Parker. Thoughts? I'll wait till it's official. If you noticed, I was just on my phone checking the Twitter feeds of both the Raiders and the Pats. Nothing there. So I'll wait till it's official. Tarsi Shindelka writes in, says 4 to 6 years of crap records is when people can start complaining. I think that's subjective. 4 to 6 years. For the Pats, I'd give them 3. And in the CFL, 2. In a 9-team league. Yeah. You're not going to wait 4 to 6 years for a rebuild in the Canadian Football League. You shouldn't.
No.
In a 9-team league. But thank you for the segue, Tarsi, who's watching from, I believe, Edmonton, where we've got tons of fans up there. Our analytics show us that. Point four, CFL winter meetings and leftovers. Cover that later. Number five, breaking news. Breaking news, point five, Derek Moncrief, free agent linebacker whom the Riders released early from his contract yesterday to get an NFL deal, has signed with the Vegas Raiders.
All right. Congratulations.
Have you? It's now the Vegas Raiders because the agency which represents Derek Moncrief. What was it, Clark? What's the name of that? They just started following me.
The Vegas Raiders.
Icon Sports Consulting. Icon Sports Consulting. If you follow them on Twitter, their photo is of Moncrief. If we had time, we would probably could throw it up there. Moncrief over the new Vegas Raiders stadium in a Vegas uniform.
That's cool.
So Derek Moncrief's gone to the Raiders. Nick Marshall re-signing with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Star corner. The only thing that surprises me about that is Nick. Obviously, there was no NFL opportunities for Nick. He's been in the National Football League. He's spent significant time in the show. So he signed a one-year deal. Nick Marshall's back. One thing in life, folks. When you gain something, you got to give something up. Go back and look at your life and see if that's true. So they got Nick Marshall. They had to give up Derek Moncrief. Not a bad day.
Yeah. No, it's a good day. Getting Nick Marshall signed was key. I really like that. And, you know, for Derek Moncrief, it's another, you know, sign that, you know, you come in, you have success, you play well, you're going to have the opportunity to go down to the NFL.
Point six, just to circle back on yesterday, Cody Fajardo's interview with us. John Lynch has said many times, the Don Cherry of football, whom it's just an absolute treasure that we have him in our community, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Cody Fajardo is going to be more popular than Ron Lancaster. I don't need to tell any of you viewers or listeners what Lancaster means to this place. He built the damn place. And I'm with Lynch. You can see it coming, can't you?
Yeah.
How much they love this guy?
Well, he's kind of got he's got everything. He's got he's a good guy. He, you know, the stuff he does on Twitter, the stuff he says, it all seems to be the right thing. You know, it's when you get those guys that come around, and I mean, I don't want to compare him to you know Wayne Gretzky or anything like that, but you know, you look in the NHL, Gretzky, Lemieux, Sidney Crosby. When you get a guy who's at the top of their game, but they're also saying the right things and they're being a good guy and they're somebody that everybody likes to follow, all the kids can look up to. That's the type of guy I think he is. That's what it seems like. And it's just awesome. He gives you a good feeling. You know, you want to root for him. Does anybody hate him? Even on the other team?
Well, even if you're mad at him, even if you're mad at him or trying to be mad at him, he's just so nice that you can't stay mad at him. I mean, even look at the Brandon Banks thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of funny. He jumps in. He's like, whoa, what did I like? I don't mean anything by it. You had a great season. And Brandon's all fired up. And he's like, he can't be mad at him. And so he's... Yeah. Got to delete his account. He backs off. And he's not mad anymore. You just can't be mad. This guy's such a great, he's a great ambassador for football.
Well, I was talking with a former Rider employee yesterday, and he said if the Riders thought they were deluged and overwhelmed with requests for Darian Durant's time, look out. Because Darian wasn't even universally loved here. Right? But it seems like it just gave me an absolute tidal wave of requests for this kid's time and all the rest. But he seems clearly equipped to deal with it. We've got a lot of viewers in Winnipeg, too. And Clark, you know, we were chuckling on our Twitter feed. A guy wrote in Todd Moggy from Winnipeg, and he says, did Rod manage to control himself with his new man crush in the interview with Fajardo? What do I have to feel embarrassed? Yeah, I got a man crush on Cody Fajardo. So what? And the thing is, who doesn't? And that even you guys in Winnipeg, you wish you had Cody Fajardo. But when he did get hurt and he missed that last game against Edmonton, which for the Riders was a win and you're in scenario, and he didn't play, I saw the hate going at Cody on Twitter from Rider fans saying, you just got $450,000. Get your ass out there. They'll turn on him in a second.
Oh, yeah.
In a millisecond.
You've seen it.
Oh, trust me, I won't. I will always have that guy's back, no matter what, to the end of time. And I think we would all like to have support like that. Moving on, last point, point seven. We're sprinkling in Facebook comments as we go. Dean Bear writing in on the Facebook wall. He says, checking in from Muscadet First Nation and following on Twitter for any WHL trade news. Clark, you're on that, right? Yeah. Clark's the man. He just yelled out of the back room. He's on it. So as soon as something comes down, he'll inform me. I'll inform you. And then point seven, firing Tim Hunter. I'm just going to hand this off to you two because last night in the media room, which is the biggest reason why I go to Pats games, is to hang out with the NHL and Dub Scouts and eat donuts and drink Diet Coke. One of the guys in the room said, you got to say kudos to the Warriors. It was the courteous thing to do, firing Tim Hunter when they did, because his contract was going to be up anyway. So this gives him time to look for another job. And I said, is there any courteous way to fire somebody? Is there any nice way to fire somebody? No. I don't think that there is. I mean, with Tim Hunter, listen, I've been fired a few times. It doesn't feel good. It's in national headlines in the case of Tim Hunter. National headlines, Tim Hunter fired. What's courteous about that? Courteous would have been waiting till the end of the year when you knew that you weren't going to bring him back anyways and just letting him move on to his next job. I'm not saying the Warriors did anything wrong, but But to say that it was the courteous thing to do, would say is a bit of a misfire.
I'm with you. The courteous thing is to, like you said, just don't renew the contract at the end of the year and you know, maybe let said coach say, it's my decision to leave the team. That would be courteous. And, you know, if you let him do that, but, you know, firing him and saying, well, we did it early. Look how courteous we are. I don't think that's very courteous, but maybe just wrong choice of words.
Yeah. Perspective, right?
Yeah.
It's all about whose perspective you're looking at it from. We don't know. Tim Hunter might think, oh, my name's now out there as being available, and now everybody knows, and my phone's ringing off the hook.
Yeah. So then
perhaps
maybe it is. Courteous,
but I'm with you. Like, I don't really see it. It's all about how you take it. Yeah. Which chair you're sitting in, but right. Yeah.
It's that six and the nine argument.
Six and the nine.
It's a nine painted on the floor. No, it's a six, says the guy standing on the other end of it. I'll never forget. Jim Rice writes in on the Facebook wall and he says, please, can you talk about the CBA changes for 2020 and how will impact the CFL and our game? No. Clark, I thought we blocked this guy. Talk about it tomorrow.
You got a sharp memory. We all knew that, though.
Football Friday.
That was a while ago.
They're laughing.
They love it.
You hear them laughing over here? I thought we were putting a camera in the control room in Mission Control.
It's coming.
Got to get one in there.
That would have been a great reaction.
Oh, yeah.
From Casey, have you talked about the new XFL rules? No. Probably tomorrow. Although, that's something I could get down with maybe a little later on today, but we're trying to do a hockey show today. That's what our analytics show, what people want, right?
Yep.
And that's what we're doing. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstores. A lot of things to get to today. A big thank you to Trent Dickin, of course, from Flooring Superstore, who I missed at the Pats game last night. He's in Puerto Vallarta. So, Trent, I'm keeping an eye on the place, on the city for you. Hope you're enjoying the show. Hope you're enjoying Mexico and see you soon. We'll be back with more. It is Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show right here, coming to you from the bunker, The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Lincoln. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Trade up on a brand new 2019 F-150 Super Crew 4x4. They're starting at just $34,999 plus tax. That's savings up to 30% off. Plus, get 19% off all remaining new 2019 Ford Escapes. It's time to trade and upgrade at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
Hi, I'm Joshua John Batista. I'm a staff radiation oncologist at the Alan Blair Cancer Center. CT simulators are essential for all modern radiation treatments. Before a patient can undergo the treatment planning process, the CT simulator is the first step. So it allows us to plan and deliver radiation treatments for thousands of patients.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Thursday morning. Gonna get to the sports update in a minute, but we, in the break, could not decide what we want for today's daily Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question. We want it to be a hockey question because we're doing hockey today. We'll do a good football question tomorrow. So as Jared Dumba remains with us, our hockey analyst, 10-year pro, we've asked him to put his mind at it. And we're asking our viewers, too, on Facebook or the Prairie Mobile text line, can you please write us with what you think would be a good poll question today, hockey related. Now, I was thinking, which Canadian team will finish highest in the standings? And there's only four options on Twitter, so, and our Facebook mechanism. So who would you put? Toronto, Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg. What about Vancouver? What about Montreal? So you couldn't do that. Maybe in the Pacific Division. I don't know. Let us know. Speaking of morning sports update for ballers. Blake Wheeler scored the winner in the shootout as the visiting Winnipeg Jets held on for a 4-3 victory over the Maple Leafs. Austin Matthews potted his 30th and 31st goals of the season, becoming the first player in Leafs history to have 30 or more goals in the first four seasons of his career. Also saw he's the first American to do it. Elsewhere, the Flyers eked out a 3-2 win over the late in the second, while Carter Hart made 26 saves in the victory, and Jamie Benn and Blake Como scored in the second period as the Dallas Stars edged the Kings 2-1 in LA. Meanwhile, the Flames announced they've agreed to a 6-year contract extension with defenseman Rasmus Andersson. The 23-year-old from Malmo, Sweden, is currently playing in his second full season in Calgary. And Raptors rookie Terrence Davis had a memorable night in Charlotte, North Carolina. In his first ever start, the 22-year-old had 23 points and 11 rebounds in the Raps' 112-110 victory over the Hornets. Serge Ibaka also had 23 points. The Raps won despite the continued absence of Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, Marc Gasol, and Norman Powell due to injuries. And that is your morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Ballers will be hosting the Rod Peterson Show Super Bowl Party February 2nd. They will have a massive high-definition TV installed. We'll be giving away prize packages on our show, including Vern's Pizza, to you and three friends. So tune in next week to learn how to win. And because it's Thursday, that means it's wing night at Ballers. So we've got a few questions have come in. Here we go, boy. Here we go, Clark! From Jim Rice. On Facebook, I faithfully watch your show and did nothing wrong and don't deserve to be blocked, Mr. Peterson. Hey, spelled my name wrong. Right there. Very unfair. And now it's a new year and I have something big to give you first soon. If you let me. Best, Jim Rice. Yes, but Jim, here's the thing. We can't have the inmates running the asylum. So I have to decide what we're going to talk about, and that's going to be hockey on this Thursday. And we'll talk about, if we must, the new collective bargaining agreement and all the new things coming out of it on a football Friday tomorrow, okay? Because for a lot of the people that have tuned in today, they're very excited about hockey. It's when it comes to CFL collective bargaining agreement stuff. But Jim, thank you. Welcome back. Just tone down the militancy. Robin in Prince Albert says, poll question, should the WHL have an all-star game? Woo-hoo! Well, duh. Of course.
I think they should for sure. I mean, that's huge for the fans. I mean, why wouldn't you? What would be the reason to not have one? Money? Is that what it, you know, does
usually
it come down to money? Money? Yeah, that's got to be it. But I don't know. I think that would be great to, you know, it's always good to have all the best players and you know, have the skills competition everybody loves to see.
Robin's got definitely some good ones. Robin has said that. Should the Dub have an all-star game? Or what are your thoughts on the NHL all-star jerseys? I can't believe the reaction yesterday when it came out about the black jerseys for Team Canada. More people wanted to talk about that than what was our original poll question, and that is the Patriots dynasty over? Jerseys get people geeked up, and I kind of understand why.
Yeah.
I go to the Pats game last night, and I see all these folks wearing Pats jerseys. We're going to go to Rick Dollywall right away. You go to a Canucks game, you see jerseys everywhere. I can see why people rather talk about jerseys than an NFL dynasty. Around here, amongst our demographic, can't you?
I like the black jerseys.
I like them too. 83% of respondents said they did.
Yeah, I mean, red and white, they're still red and white on the jerseys. Doesn't have to be all red and white. I think they look snazzy.
I think they look very hot. But as they say, 20% of the people make 80% of the noise. So the people bitching about the black jerseys. So that's why it's a democracy. That's why we put these things to a vote. And black jerseys for Team Canada got the thumbs up. So we will keep it along here. Oh, Paul Figler writes in. He is from the Dub Network, which is an outstanding community of writers in the WHL. He said, should the WHL have a Hall of Fame? Well, of course. So we'll continue all those. But we're going to Vancouver now. Rick Dollywell joins us from TSN 1040 Radio. That's a WHL town, too. And Rick's on that scene. He's on every scene in Vancouver. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Rod, doing great. I just want to start by saying pleasure to be on your show. Big fan of yours. And respect all the work you've done over the years and all the sports in Saskatchewan. Just a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Rick. Very nice of you. And I was upset I missed your first appearance on it last month on this program. So I'm glad I'm able to chat with you this morning. And look, we're doing a hockey show today, but can we just jump into the BC Lions sale thing? Because Gary Drummond's from here, and there was a report that he might be involved in buying his group to buy the BC Lions. I know you've been talking with David Braley. Can we just start there and where that's at?
Yeah, okay. I talked to David on Monday when the Alouettes got sold. I asked him flat out. I go, hey, what's going on? Okay, so I don't know if you know yet, Rod, the price for the Alouettes. Nobody can figure out the price for the Alouettes. I'm assuming it's between 10 and 15 million. I'm assuming that whatever the Alouettes went for is what the Lions are going to go for, okay? Nobody locally is stepping up in a big way yet, and that disappoints me, Rod, because I believe in local ownership. David Braley, God bless him, has owned this football team for 23 years. Nobody has stepped up locally. He's got three groups he's talking to, but they're all out of town. And talks have picked up in the last 2-3 weeks. I believe with the Alouette sale, talks will pick up even more because now the potential buyer in Vancouver can say, okay, look, major market team in Montreal went for this number. This is what the Lions are worth. 2-3 years ago, I think David Braley, Rod, was asking for between 25 and 30 million. Can't do that anymore. I think the number that Braley had also was what the Stampeders went for to the Flames, which was 17 million for 70-80%. He was basing a lot off of that. But right now, out of town groups are talking to David. Nobody locally. Rod, again, disappoints me. I believe in local ownership. Nobody locally, although some people in this city still think that Francesco Aquilini, the Canucks owner, is still sniffing around the Lions. He checks in periodically. There are some people out there that believe Aquilini will come in at the end and buy the Lions. I don't know about that, but I do know he checks in with Braley once in a while. It would make sense if Aquilini bought the Lions. He'd have the Canucks. He'd have the lacrosse team. You know, the Flames got all that stuff. They got their American League team. They got the Western Hockey League team. All that stuff. I think Aquilini would like something like that, what's happening with the Flames, and you got all these teams under one umbrella. But right now, I think talks are picking up. A lot of people in the city want Brady to sell the team. He's doing it at a slower pace than a lot of people would like. But I believe now that the Alouettes have been sold, I think it's going to help quickly with the BC Lions sale.
Well, this might be redundant, but would you be in favor of Aquilini buying the Lions? Because I'm not a fan of the sports conglomerates, but it ensures stability at the very least. So I think I would vote in favor of that.
Rod, I'm in on it because it's local. You remember John McCaw owned the Canucks and the Grizzlies? He was from Seattle back in the mid-90s. It was a disaster. He never came up. He never talked to the media. David, hey, listen, let's give Brady credit. He lost $7 million in the first 3 years of ownership of the BC Lions, and he's been there ever since. And he's kept the CFL alive in the city. You know, Rod, Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, they need help when it comes to the CFL. Let's be honest. David's kept it alive, got to give him credit. But now it's time to sell, and he's willing to sell. But I don't see anyone locally. I do believe if Aquilini buys it, I think it's good. He'll have the Canucks, the Lions, the lacrosse team. Maybe he gets the Western Hockey League team from Ron Toigo down the road. Maybe he brings the American Hockey League team from Utica to Abbotsford or to the Lower Mainland. I'm just a big fan, Rod, of local ownership. I think it matters. And I think Aquilini's got deep, deep pockets to keep the Lions around for many, many more years.
To hockey now, and I know our hockey analyst Jared Dumba has some questions for you too, but he had mentioned the Canucks. I'm a Travis Green fan. He's a Dub guy. They just had a 7-game win streak snapped in Tampa in rude fashion. But it's hard to win in the NHL period, let alone 7 in a row. Do you see the Canucks on the right path here currently?
I'm going to tell you something, Rod. December in Vancouver, and the Canucks have lost 4 of their past 5. I was doing the post-game show on TSN 1040. The negativity, Rod, that night was a fever pitch. Fire Green, fire Benning, fire everybody. Is there anybody you can't fire? They had lost 4 or 5, and the sky was falling. Then they go on the 7-game winning streak, and everybody's loving Travis now. Okay, Travis Green, I heard somebody the other day, get him an extension. Travis Green. I'm a big Travis Green fan, too. I love what he did in the Western Hockey League. When Travis has got a good roster, Ron, he Portland, you, right there with the Mem Cup in your province, and he took you to the American Hockey League final. I'm a big Travis Green guy, too. But this city, it has been no playoffs 4 years, and you don't want to be in the city, Ron, if there's no playoffs in 5. It's going to be a lot of negativity. But right now, they went 7 straight. But what did 7 straight get them? Rod, it got them barely to 8th place in the West because of the parity. Gary Bettman.
Whoa!
Oh,
right in the middle of it. So great. Yeah,
I was hanging on every word.
He was getting so worked up.
Oh,
he'll log back in right away. He'll log back in right away. But it's funny, as he was saying that about the Canucks, I'm thinking about when I hear the struggles of the Oilers and Flames fans, I'm like, thank God you're not Vancouver. Just be happy you're not Vancouver. Never had a cup.
Do you watch?
They're so... Hey, so you dropped out, Rick, right when you mentioned Bettman. So pick up where you left off, please, with Gary Bettman.
And so Gary Bettman, his parody, the Canucks went 7 straight, Rod, and they all it got them was to 8th place. All it got them. And today they wake up in 9th place because Calgary won the other night in Chicago. So all I'm saying, it is so tough to climb the standings. Everybody in the Pacific Division was on winning streaks. The top 5 teams in the Pacific Division were all on winning streaks. What I'm trying to say is the 7-game winning streak was great, but all it did was get them to 8th place. Today they wake up in 9th, heading in a big game in Florida tonight, but all I'm saying is it's just so hard to climb the standings. They won 7 straight, Rod, and everyone was happy, albeit they were outshot in a lot of the games, and Jacob Markstrom was the key why they won a lot of those games. All I'm saying is it's so tough to climb the standings in the West. The parity, Gary Bettman wanted parity. Roddy got it.
With watching Vancouver, they seem like a team to me, like if they get hot at the right time and sneak into the playoffs, that they could do some damage, some real damage. Watching them, when they're not on, they're not on. But when they are on, they're a tough team to beat with all that skill. Do you think if they get in, they can make a noise, maybe win a round or two?
Oh, hey, listen, some of the best young talent in the NHL is right.
Agreed.
Here. Pettersson, Besser. I mean, they got some great young pieces. Absolutely. And look at Jacob Markstrom. He's in a contract year. The biggest decision the Canucks have right now off the ice, I just want to get to quickly, is Markstrom. What do you do? This guy's put himself in a position, guys, to get a significant raise, significant term. If he doesn't get it from Vancouver, he's going to get it July 1st. You know that, right? And yep. And the second big decision they got to make out here is Chris Tanev. What do you do with Chris Tanev? He's a UFA. Markstrom's a UFA. Those are two big decisions in Vancouver right now. The trading deadline is around the corner. There's great young pieces here. The core is there to be successful for many, 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 many more years. But two big decisions for me, Markstrom, what do you do? And Tanev, what do you do? That's two big ones for me right there.
One more for you, Rick. One of the reasons I appreciate you the most is you're on top of every sports team in Vancouver, and that includes the Giants. And producer Clark says that you've got some thoughts on Mike Dick's club.
Yeah, well, look, Rod, you're a great supporter of the Western Hockey League. You know, and so am I. I love junior hockey. And you know what? Listen, here's the key. The Western Hockey League Bantam draft is the Bantam trading deadline is Friday. Okay, I talked to Barkley Parnetta, the Giants GM, last night. He's working the phones feverishly. He's trying to make a trade, a big one. There's a kid in Brandon, Luca Berzan, who's a 19-year-old, local kid out of Surrey. A lot of teams are in the West are in on Berzan, but I don't know if Brandon trades him. I just don't know. I know the Giants are poking around trying to get him out of Brandon. That would be that guy's a good player. So the Giants... The window to win with Bowen Byram is not large. I don't know if Bowen Byram is going to be here next year. He might be back, let's be honest. But the window to win with this guy is not long. And the Giants went to games for the Western Hockey League final last year. This year's been a disappointment. I'm disappointed in the way they've played. They lost a lot of 19, 20-year-olds. Lost a lot of 20-year-olds. Didn't get a ton back for them. And, you know, in the Western League, Rod, you can't win without good 19, 20s. They're a young team. But they are working the phones feverishly. I think they're going to try and hit a home run here at the trade deadline on Friday in the Western Hockey League because, boy, there's some good teams in the West. Kelowna made another trade yesterday. To keep up with the Joneses, I think the Giants got to make a big deal, and I think it's going to happen on Friday.
Wow. Well, I've heard people expecting a coaching change in Vancouver. I just pray that's not the case. Overtime, Game 7, no. League final. Yeah. Like, give me a break. But, hey, I've seen crazier things. Rick, thanks for the update, my man. All the best in 2020. Keep in touch.
Always a pleasure. You're the best thing there is in Saskatchewan. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it, buddy. Rick Dhaliwal, TSN 1040 Vancouver Radio, joining us this morning with a smorgasbord of Vancouver sports info. I appreciate that.
That's
Berzan. Wow. He's a big player. He's a good player.
That would be huge if they could get Berzan. They'd have to give up a lot. And Brandon, maybe you can get him. Brandon's right there. It looks like they're going to be in the playoffs, you know, as it sits today. So, I mean, it would be tough to get him. But, man, did Berzan score nice goal here the other night? He was first star. He had two goals in the game. If Vancouver could add him for prospects or not giving up much, that would sure make them a better team.
We'll pause. By the way, the trade deadline's tomorrow. In the dub. So we'll be probably sprinkling a little hockey talk tomorrow on a Football Friday. But here's one for you. Waz is listening in Saskatoon. The Waz. And he writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. 840-8777 from Prairie Mobile. He says, Roddy, would you have room on the desk for a rat from the Florida Panthers 1996 playoff run? I actually carried them out of the building. I have one for you next time you come to town. Well, we already got one rat. See him? Dirt catch? I guess we could take two.
Why not?
I keep moving that Pat's bobblehead to the end, and somebody keeps moving it back in. Who is that? Oh, Dirt catch comes, they tell you. Dirt catch is doing it. That makes total sense to me. Oh, Jim, you're so nice. And his name's Rice. Thank you, Mr. Peterson, sir, for being fair. You're simply the best, and so is your show. There was nothing like it.
Correct.
Thank
spelling.
You, Jim.
Correct.
He spelled it right. That's right. My dad would be happy. Frankly, I don't care if you spell my name right or wrong. I don't care. Just spell it right on the checks, because the bank won't accept it if it's not spelled. Other than that, I don't care, but it really drove my dad up the wall. We'll be back It's a Thursday morning hockey show. You're catching the Rod Peterson Show, episode 152 on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Thursday morning. Holy frig, I love this show. I got to tell you, every morning I can't wait to get in here. Guy asked me this morning in the gym, are you happy? I said, I am so happy. For this stage in my life, this is the perfect job. And by the way, what I was just tweeting here in the break is our poll question for this Thursday for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. And it is, what should be a priority for the WHL? An all-star game, a Hall of Fame, or other? And please write in. We need all of them.
Yeah.
We don't currently have any of them. So if you had to pick one, what should be first? And as I look at the Twitter feed here, because it was pinned to the top of our page, Wednesday's poll was, do you like Hockey Canada's black jerseys? 62% of you said love them. 21% said can't decide, and 17% said hate him. You can put Derek Duke Myers in the hate him category. Put me in the love him. I liked him. And actually, so far, 67% of voters are saying other. How can other be a priority ahead of an all-star game or a Hall of Fame? Who's the first player going in the WHL Hall of Fame? Number one player.
Number one all time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who's the first guy you're putting in?
Oh,
I know it's very tough.
Brian Propp.
Come on!
Thinking points. Joe Sakic?
Lanny McDonald.
Joe Sakic, maybe? I'm trying to think who Burnaby had the Joe. Most points. Didn't Propp
oh,
have
Brian Sakic.
Propp just had a ton of points, didn't he?
Did any?
That's what I'm trying
no,
to think.
He's not even in the top five, I don't think. Well, somebody tell me. Actually, Brian Sakic's record for points was broken by the kid in Swift Current. Oh, catching me off guard here. Richard Murray writes in and says, Jason Krywalak.
Krywalak?
I believe is the all-time points leader now. Can somebody really? Let us know?
I wouldn't have known that.
Richard Murray writes in on the Facebook wall. He says, that would be awesome. Loved those rats throwing on the ice after a goal. For those that missed it, Kenny Wasden, the Waz, writing us from Saskatoon saying, would we put a rat on the desk here. Like I said, we already have one rat in Dale Durkach, but yes. All kinds of comment. Here, Glenn Goodall? What do you mean Glenn Goodall is not the points record leader? Games played, I believe, yes, not points. Monty Klassen in Saskatoon says Wendell Clark should go in. Well, here we go. This would be the next poll question. Who would be the first player to go in? But how do you come up with that? You're Googling it, right? You went to the big board.
It says Brian Sackick.
It's still Brian Sackick.
And then Glenn Goodall, then Craig Andine, then Rob Brown, Dan Hodgson, Dale Durkach, Greg Haugud, Darren Fleury, Todd Robinson, Troy Mick.
Micker. Okay. Craig Andine, the dean of scoring.
Todd Holtz at 18, Mike Sillinger at 19. Brett McLean, another guy from close around here, yep. 22.
Former Kelowna Rocket.
Krywalak's 28.
Then he's the Broncos' all-time leading scorer.
Jordan Wheels at 33. Louis Dumont's at 35.
Sweet Lou.
Ooh, Sweet Lou, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember watching him.
And if I may, rewind the tape. I said Brian Sackick first was number one for points.
You did.
And the gentleman mentioned Glenn Goodall.
How did I think Brian Propp was in there? I didn't even see him in the top 50.
It was a Brian.
I knew it was Brian. Yeah, I was right.
By the way, I can see that people are digging the hockey here. Jack writing in from Calgary. Hall of Fame, many of these young men who don't make it to the next level but do a great job in Major Junior would love to see their names in the Hall. Who's calling me?
How
don't
rude.
They know I'm on the air?
Come on. Aren't they watching this? Maybe they're watching the show. They need to tell you something.
It's somebody from Saskatoon.
They're going to yell.
Maybe it's Jim Rice.
He was going to yell, Brian Sackick.
It's somebody from 96.3 Cruise FM in Saskatoon. That's what I can tell you who it is that's calling me. Don't they know that I'm on the air?
They're looking for free advertising. It worked.
It works.
Smart.
Rob Johnston writes it on the Facebook wall. He says, a WHL Hall of Fame seems like a no-brainer. I know, but that's the thing with the WHL. I think they got to get with it on some things. An all-star game, a Hall of Fame, and that now is the vote.
The Frank Bannums, those type
Frankie
of guys.
Frankie Badham, Saskatoon those, Blades, great.
Yeah, those are, what do you have, 73 goals or something like that? Those are the type of guys you'd like to look back and go, you know, there'd be a lot of guys like that you'd go, how did that guy not have a successful NHL career? You know, you had to look at this guy that played against him that had 20 goals that made it. He had 73 and he couldn't make it. You know, it's people like that. Who was the guy from that had 70 goals from the Calgary Hitmen?
Brad Moran?
Russian guy. No.
Boris Protsenko.
Oh, that might have
Boris
been
Boris Protsenko, there's, the Ukrainian
couple,
nightmare.
Yeah, there was a couple guys that had, you know, huge, huge careers that just didn't pan out in the NHL. That's where that would be good for, is to remember
all-time
those guys.
Dub greats, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You played for the Blades what years, do you remember?
96, 97.
You just missed then the famed Sean Yakimish and Ryan Fujita.
Yep, just missed those guys.
Jason
by
Duda
2 years. I missed Frank Bannum by 1 year. I missed a bunch of good guys by 1 year.
Right. Well, I just see you have Mark to apologize Dale. For us getting nerded out here on WHL Talk, but it is my favorite league.
Yeah.
And in the 90s, that was the top line for the Blades, and we used to sing Yakumish and Fujita, Duda, Duda.
We need Dan Plaster here to talk about 90s WHL. The guy's like a human encyclopedia for that type of stuff.
Jimmy McLarty is watching from downtown Toronto right now from
Pavel
Ryerson
Brendel.
University. He says, Pavel Brendel. Clark had said it in my ear.
Thank you.
Earlier. But there's been a lot of great players come through the WHL, which, by the way, what did Pavel Brendel ever do in the NHL besides nothing?
I think he had one goal. I think he had one
like
goal.
Like, not much.
Maybe, yeah.
Darren Steinke writing in from Saskatoon. He says, if there was a WHL Hall of Fame, first one in starts and stops, period, with builder Ed Chenoweth. No league without him. And I'll never forget a luncheon in Prince Albert way back in 1993. We're dating ourselves here, but I was the first year voice of the Prince Albert Raiders. I was 20 years old, a month older than the oldest player on the team, Jeff Gorman. And we had back when they used to have luncheons to kick off the season in the WHL, and nobody does that anymore. But I remember Ed Chenoweth saying, we can't just open our doors and say, here we are. We're the Western Hockey League. We need to market, market, market. Get people into the building. Work at it. And I think we need to bring Ed back. I wish that was on YouTube. to show these junior teams that. Because I don't see the luncheons, the year-end banquets, where the fans can buy a ticket and come and actually meet the players.
There's a lot of things that don't happen anymore that, and some of them I understand why. You know what I liked? It was the hot stove leagues after the game where everybody'd go and have a beer. You'd see the owners walking around buying everybody a beer and schmoozing with the fans. The fans love that. Now I get it. I get that type of stuff because with all the drinking and driving type of stuff, you know. But there's a few things that don't go on anymore that were really good for the league and the fans. And thank you, Janelle Barkman, for...
Janelle writing in and saying, you played Jared 96-98.
Thank you.
Thank you for her at least knowing what you did, and you don't even remember.
Seven or eight concussions.
You remember what you did last week.
That's a long time ago, Roddy.
One more. yes and no. It was a long time ago, but this was dawning on me over the Christmas holidays when our daughters were around with their boyfriends, and I said to Cindy, I don't feel old enough to have a son-in-law. And it looks like these boys are going to stick around. I don't feel old enough to be that. And she's like, how old do you feel? I said, I feel about 30.
Yeah.
That's how old these guys are. Maybe just emotionally I'm 30. I don't know. I don't feel that old.
You got buddies.
Well, they are hockey players. It is nice. Yeah. Hockey fans, hockey players. It's nice to have that. I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, that helps. Conversation. Right?
Girls used to say... Do you wish that we were boys? No. Very happy that it's all girls in our house. And one day, your boyfriends and husbands will be my boys. Took a while. They kissed a lot of frogs. But we like the guys now.
Hey, they dated a lot of French guys? Is that what you're saying?
Hey!
Oh, no.
What is this, Coach's Corner?
Start the backlash. Let's go. Slap me on the wrist.
Can you put that, the screen, the people that are listening, that Matthew VN, whoever the heck that was, had a comment about how the dub, here it is. And I'm only reading this because the viewers can see it, but the listeners can't. We have 10 times as many people listening as we do watching. Matthew VN says, the WHL needs to get some more butts in the seats and eyes on TV. More TV coverage would be great. Access communications is great, but look at the OHL TV coverage for an example. Well, you did the call last night on Access TV. I watched it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. The fact that there's no other TV deal in the league is troubling.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a lot of people think that that's going to affect, you know, people are just going to stay home and watch the games. I think the owners of the Pats got it right. The more you put it on, you know, there's a lot of people sitting at home watching that, you know, maybe haven't been to a game. They can check out the game, see what's going on, get a little excited and say, hey, you know what, maybe we should go in the building. It's a lot different experience being in the building. And then for the people that, you know, diehard fans that are, you know, season ticket holders, maybe they're sick a couple nights, they can't get to the game. They got something to do. They can watch it, you know. So I think it's good for everybody, obviously.
I'm checking the Prairie Mobile text line right now, 306-840-8777 to reach us, 840-8777. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Families trust Prairie Mobile. That's where we get our phones from, and that's the truth. Sev87 writing is from Prince Albert says, hey Rod, Sev87 here listening in PA, hearing a buzz about Paddock heading up to Hockey Town North. That's Prince Albert for those that don't know. He says, I know about 10 loyal Raider fans listening into the show today. Any word on a deal? And goes on to say, Danny Hodgson, WHL Hall of Fame. Numbers don't lie. Danny Hodgson, number 16 with the PA Raiders, 1985 Memorial, won the Memmer. And 85, and still holds the record for most points scored at a Memorial Cup, Dan Hodgson. What about Terry Simpson?
He would be in for sure.
Jim from Bigger Saskatchewan writes in, and he says, Clark Gillies for the toughest player.
Oh, yeah. We can agree
Clark
on that.
Clark watches this show from New York regularly, by the way. Good old Clark.
We can agree on that.
Clark Gillies is the toughest player ever in the WHL ever.
Everybody,
he'd tell you he was.
Well, everybody, you know, my dad, everybody Al's age and around that area that's seen, you know, hockey before that, through their era and up through this era, all agrees that Clark is the toughest of all time. That's all
I don't discount that, but here's the thing. I just talked about how old I don't think that I am, but I actually am. I would say Josh Harding was the greatest Pats goalie of all time. Your dad would like nail me to the wall and say, no!
Stanowski.
Ed Stanowski. And I'm like, well, I never saw him play. I'll stand down. Same thing with Clark. Now, I saw him in the NHL, but he wasn't a fighter in the NHL. Yeah. He's a captain of the New York Islanders, scoring big goals on the way to four straight Stanley Cups. So I don't think of Clark as, what do they call him, Jethro? I don't think of him as a goon.
Yeah, no.
Bob Poldy was a goon in the WHL. Ian from Sask Snowbeef writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line. He says, it's one of those days on the ranch, boys. Oh, can you imagine being outside and actually working?
No.
He says, what he says, what are the odds that Moose Jaw could move Justin Almeida and Braden Tracy as a package to a team looking to load up? Almeida has struggled since turning pro. If no team in the dub really loads up, I fear it may be another Q versus O final in the Mem Cup. Well, we're going to know in 26 hours. The trade deadline's 4 o'clock Friday. And again, there's a report on Twitter from Brent Parker, the former Pats general manager, that Max Paddock's been traded to the PA Raiders. But as of last I looked, and Clark's on it, neither team has announced it. Would you be surprised if that happened?
Yes and no. I mean, you want Max to stick around. He's such a good goaltender. But then at the same time, when you're rebuilding, you want all the pieces. So, you know, I'd, if you're getting three, four, five pieces back, three really good pieces or four or five pieces back, then I would like the trade, but yeah, I'd be a little bit surprised. But at the same time, you got to do it.
Well,
if you're getting a good return,
very steep price. Like Janelle is watching in Saskatoon, she says no one could afford that package deal, and she's probably right. But I would think that Alan Miller, the Warriors GM, doesn't want to be sitting there with them on his hands when he could have moved them, whether it's together or separately.
Yeah.
And secondly, what are the Warriors, if they fired Tim Hunter on Monday, what are their expectations for this year, by the way? Like, if you got these guys, are they hoping to make the playoffs and go a round or two?
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Now, how do you fire a coach if you're on the edge of a rebuild?
Well, you think that you're rebuilding. You think you're building in a coach to start getting them used to the players for this year, and you know, so you can have a good summer and get into next year. I don't know. I would expect them to try look for a trade, whether they package them together or they might have to trade them each on their own. But that could be another pair that might be heading out to somewhere like Vancouver or somewhere like that. Or who knows?
Kelowna.
Kelowna. Is PA looking for anything like that?
So we got a lot of listeners. We have our technical producer here, Ryan Barocco. I can't wait for our post-show meeting to get the breakdown of where everybody's listening and watching from today. As the guy said, tons of people in PA listening this morning, not watching, and they want to know what's up with the Raiders as far as this WHL trade deadline goes. Chris Blankenship writes in. He says, Chris from Tri-City here. I love my Americans. Justin Fazer for the WHL Hall of Fame for his Iron Man Award. Now, Justin Fazer doesn't immediately come to mind when I think of WHL Hall of Famers, particularly out of Tri-City. You know who does? Olaf Kolzig.
Oh, yeah.
And Brian Sakic, who played for the Tri-City Americans, Chris, when they were black and yellow. That was their original colors.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
We'll continue this fun chat into hour two. Moose Jaw Warriors head coach Mark O'Leary coming up right after the break. And Sean Simpson, former NHLer, now of TSN 1200 Ottawa, Senators analyst. It's a Hockey Thursday here on the Rod Peterson Show, and we'll be right back. You're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala. Its Capital GM buyback resale event price is only $21,215 plus tax. That's half price from its original MSRP. Or upgrade to the certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia for just $31,882 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Canada's largest certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.